9 months ago, two friends had an idea to find the best talent across the globe. So this Friday, come join the Hangover Comedy Podcast as they rev over the waste of comedy to find the best talent across Zoom. This is Hangover Comedy Podcast, best of 2022.
We're going to talk about each of our top five moments.
Well, yeah, top five.
The podcast in 2022. So yep. That's what we talk about. Hey, everybody, what's up?
What's up? Hello. Hi.
Yes. Hangover Comedy Podcast.
Yeah, but this is not an episode, right? It's not
a special episode.
Special episode.
Yes, it's like a special episode. Yes.
Yeah, is you're just taking the time to just, be grateful, right, Kevin?
Yes, absolutely. We're reflecting on the past year, 2022. Yes, we're reflecting on it. And you guys are probably wondering, why did this not come out at the end of December? And, if you've been following, we celebrated New Year's. We celebrated Christmas late, and now we're gonna celebrate the end of the year late.
I'm not pointing any fingers, but yes, that's exactly what he's talking about.
Yes, exactly. And we could do the end of year anytime we want to. Okay, so
if you have a problem with that,
then leave a comment.
So I will take a moment to just be grateful and just take a moment to just tell you guys that thank you so much for supporting us this entire. I think 6 months. It's been 6 months. How long has it been?
But so we started. We actually created an account on 420. So that's the date. The thing is correct. I did not plan that, but when I look back, I'm like,
and how perfect is that? The Hangover Comedy.
That's so funny, though. I wasn't planning that, but it says April.
Are you serious? Yeah. Are you for real? You didn't plan it?
The first episode came out on April 22nd, but the account was created on April 20th. So we're just going to go with 420 because that's better. It's been eight months. Yeah.
Eight months. I mean, the last 8 months has been so brutal in terms of, recording, in terms of getting people, in terms of keeping up, right?
And the time zones, dude, the time zones. Keeping time zones, having an international podcast with like keeping time zones where it's like midnight for Shady. It's in the afternoon for me.
Afternoon for him. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. I mean, Kevin knows that I don't fuck with PST, right? Yeah. I do EST, but I don't mind PST. PST, piss off. I'm just saying. No PST. That's why I was able to, because I was used to the International House of, we were doing stand-up comedy, so we were doing International House of Comedy. So I was already used to the late hours of performing online. So when we started this, it was very easy for me to adapt because I used to perform in these hours.
Yeah.
And, Kevin was also, a part of it and, even on the shows. So yeah, but dude, man,
did we talk about why we started a podcast? I don't think we've talked about that before.
Oh yeah, we never talked about it. Yeah,
talked about it before. Okay, so we started a podcast because N Shady and I run an open mic called Gin and Tonic. Connor put Gin and Tonic right here. It's promotion. So, so we run an open mic called Gin and Tonic, and both of us did not have a podcast, but we wanted to create a podcast. Yeah. And
yes.
Every time after Gin and Tonic, we would have the original idea was we had the green room afterwards, right? And there was a lot of good spicy conversation that was happening in the green room, right?
Right.
So we were thinking
all the best talks happen in the green room,
that. So we're thinking this could be after Gin and Tonic, you're hanging out. Right. And the hangover kind of works in Gin and Tonic. So you're hanging out the hangover. It's like the hangover after the Gin and Tonic, right?
Gin and Tonic, yes.
And as you guys probably...
Kevin came up with the name, by the way, for you guys everybody to know. Kevin came up. The whole credit of the name goes to Kevin because he came up with... he said, Gin and Tonic! And why can't we, call it the Hangover Comedy Podcast?
Because it was called Hangover Podcast before, but then some asshole took Hangover Podcast. So I'm like, okay, well... Let's do Hangover Comedy, and also it helps with search too, because people understand it's a comedy podcast. So
It's true. I mean, every time you know we try to get subscribers, or when I try to get subscribers, when we put hangover podcast, something else shows up on their YouTube page, and I literally have to put, can you please put comedy between the hangover and podcast?
Yes.
Put the comedy. Like, otherwise you won't get it. So
yeah, otherwise they're not gonna get it. So, but yeah, I mean, so the original idea was we were gonna have like everybody who was on Gin and Tonic, they would be like in a green room, right? Like a bunch of people. But the thing is though, like when we did our first episode, we had a whole group of people, and that was like a lot. The first episode, when we talked about dating, everyone was just like talking over each other. It was a hot mess. That episode was such a hot mess. I mean,
I was like, because I was, and because since we were just talking about dating and Tinder and all that, I was like, okay, what's happening? Like, am I just just designed to be unloved? Like, can I just do not have the potential of being loved? Can I just check that? So I go ahead and sign myself up for Grindr. So I put Grindr on. I know, I was like, I just want to check. Okay, so I make an ID and I'm in there, right? Genuine shit. And I got 5 dudes are liking me already. So I'm like, okay, I'm lovable. So it just questions.
You're gonna fuck anything though. So like that's not a real, you know, that's not
shitty. There are not a lot of people who are gay in India, so they're ready for anything, for anyone.
So you felt so better that yourself after Grindr?
My was trying to just give my soul a satisfaction, my conscience, like, bro, you just gotta know whether you're capable of loving or not loving. All right, just gotta check that. That's all I wanted to check, and I got the answer. So I was like, yes, I'm cool. So I just wanted to check. So, but yeah.
Dude, the five guys you saw on Grindr, they must have even liked themselves. Okay, those five must be the connected people. Like, they must have swiped right on each other. It's a network.
Is it actually five guys, or is it five guys the restaurant though? Because we have a restaurant. Five guys. I don't know, that might be.
Sounds really wrong. Hey, honey, what are you eating? Five guys.
Something like that. I feel like, I don't think you're on Grindr. You might have been on DoorDash. You were like ordering five guys.
Kevin, no. Think about for just a second. Do you guys really find it weird that a restaurant is named Five Guys? Like, it's so weird. Guys,
I guess. I don't think they were thinking about that when they first started. I think they were just
five guys and a girl, or I don't know.
Like, what? I really went to YouTube and just saw the history of Five Guys, but then I was like, you could have named the restaurant anything. You could have named it with your first and last name combined together, but you just gotta put Five Guys. Do you know how inappropriate sentences can come in a family gathering? Like, Kevin, what do you want to eat?
Five Guys, yeah, exactly.
Well, technically we are now Five Guys here. Five That's guys true. Talking about not getting pussy.
It was the best episode ever because we didn't have no idea what the fuck
we had no
doing.
Idea what we were gonna we had no idea what we were
no
doing.
Idea
we were each other. It was just crazy. So
amateurs.
yeah, but we got better. We've gotten better. We've done now 31 episodes we've recorded, which is crazy. So
in 8 months?
Oh, no, actually, no, 33, because we have my mom and my dad's special episodes. So 33 episodes. Yeah, 33 episodes we've recorded. It's insane.
It's been a very amazing journey, and I want, like, everybody who just after starting the podcast, and I saw a change in my comedy, in my writing, because most of the time when I do podcasts, because I needed, the reason why I needed the podcast is only because I have a lot to say. I don't have a place to say it, you know. And it's just that as a comedian, you know, you just want to be in that zone and say something in a place where you have the, you know, like, you're feeling something and you want to share it instantly, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. And so I needed a place like that. I need to create a space like that because it's so hard it is. So when we started, and when I started recording, I found out that I was more spontaneous with people. like when we get when we go when Kevin used to bring in we and Kevin used to bring in guests. So I'm more like a guy who's gonna be spontaneously humor based on what you say. Like I don't. Kevin knows that I don't write my jokes dedicatedly. It just comes up. I don't sit in a place and be like, today I'm gonna write a joke.
No, that's how I do. I write my jokes, man. No, he comes.
It doesn't work that way with me.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
He's a to do list guy. I don't.
I'm a to do list guy.
I don't have a to do list. So I realized that I'm more of a conversational, spontaneous humor kind of a guy, you know, like, so, and because of the podcast, I was able to get more ideas on my, you know, in my actual comedy stand-up, you know, I was like, oh shit, I said it on the podcast, I can say it on the stage, you know, so, and yeah, so that's the main reason, and it was great because we had serious moments as well, right, Kevin? We had like,
yeah,
serious...
we had, so that's the thing too, is like, somebody who was really great, hopefully we'll get him on in a few episodes here, is Henry, though. Right. And he kind of, Henry. Like, as we started, we're just doing comedy, but he's like, say, hey, you should have, like, layers, and it should be almost like a wave, right? You should have, like, comedy, yeah. And then, like, maybe some softer part, then some comedy, and some softer, yeah. So that's yeah. What is going to make the podcast very more interesting. And like also, he made the suggestion, which yeah. I think was a really, really great suggestion for us, was starting right. The podcast with just the two of us. I forget when we right. started, maybe that was like episode 17 when we started that.
Yes.
Just the two of us, yeah. And then we bring the guests in the first yeah. few minutes. That I think really helps. I think the guests feel more comfortable because like right. then we bring them in, they kind of have an idea of what our energy level is like and what the podcast is gonna kind of be like right. though.
And they see the ourselves. Most of the time they get freaked out because I say shit. So they don't know how kind of an energy I have in the podcast. So sometimes they just get freaked out. But that's okay. I've learned to make peace with that. So yeah. I can't change that. So yeah, so it's been a week. Today we're gonna discuss about what are we gonna do today, brother?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about each of our top five moments.
Oh yeah, top five.
The podcast in 2022. So yeah. That's what we talk about.
Yeah. We'll talk about yeah. So you wanna go first? Or should I go first? What do you wanna do with?
You go first. You're number right. five. What's your number five episode?
So my number five is this Chica Loca. That was that's my number five, top five.
We have what's called the chancla, which is basically any shoe, hard soled, flip flop, whatever you can get a hold mm-hmm. of.
Oh, basically anything at hand. Okay.
Yeah, but it's usually a shoe somewhere around because you know, and then when you're getting on our nerves, we're like mira conde. Out and we'll just take the flip yeah. up and it's like a heat-seeking missile. You just
like a Thor hammer. You just flick it at.
It goes through doors the and door. Just like finds its target and like whack. When you least expect it, you're just like, I don't
Kevin,
know how
you ever get
that
from your mom.
Yeah,
a couple times, but the thing
that's
is,
that's like, passed down through the bloodline.
Yeah, yeah, I got that a couple of times, but for me though, I don't know if you could tell. My mom likes to pull my hair a lot, so a
lot is that the reason you don't have hair? The only reason why I like it so much is because she was pointing out how you know her mom is so similar to my mom, where she's trying to flick a slipper chancla. She said chancla. Right?
Yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
what chancla means. Okay,
yes,
we don't
yes.
have, I'm an Indian, and we have more weird word than chancla. Okay,
oh, yeah.
You know what we call slippers? We call them chappal. C H A
chappal.
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 Chappal. Yeah. Chappal. Yeah.
That's another thing. Me trying to learn.
Slippers. It means slippers.
Camel and Indian words, though.
So that was my moment where she's like, you flick that shit and then, you know, it uses that yeah. go. And that was hilarious. We were like, oh my God, all moms are the same regardless.
Thing. But my mom didn't hit me with the chunk. She never hit me with the chunk. She just pulled my hair. Like that was her
yeah.
thing.
Yeah,
but
now
a chanco is a very common thing with Puerto Rican culture.
Like, I mean, like, oh, that was my epic moment. I could just relate to it so bluntly. I was just observing. I was like, for a second, I thought you were describing my own mom. Like, for a second, it was so intense because the pain of getting something thrown at you, and it just. What about you, Kevin?
And you're scarred for life too. So.
Yeah, I'm scarred. Yes, scarred. Yeah, that's the reason right now I start wearing caps just in case.
Just in case, like a chunkle just like comes behind.
Just in
you,
case,
like,
hit the cap. Hit the cap. What about you, Kevin? What is your
so my number five was from episode 28 with Young Bro Comedian with Preston Williams when he was doing the whole rant about where to follow him.
So Preston, where can people find you?
Where can people find you?
PrestonWilliamsComedy.com. Type it in. It's a website. It's got all the links. It's not complicated. Where'd you buy my album? PrestonWilliamsComedy.com. Where's my next upcoming show? PrestonWilliamsComedy.com. How do I find your Facebook? I don't fucking know. Maybe go to PrestonWilliamsComedy.com.
Right. So
link to a YouTube and a Facebook and an Instagram if I ever get my lazy ass to getting one. I don't know. Where should you go? Fucking, you guys want to guess?
PrestonWilliamsComedy.com.
Yeah.
There you go. That is the best way. Because most people just have an Instagram handle, but no. He had to have a whole rant about Preston Williams.
Fucking website.
Because I Preston Williams comedy.com, because I did not expect him to do it. He's like, where can we find you? He's like, PrestonWilliamsComedy.com. Where can you find me? Preston Williams Comedy. Where's my Facebook? PrestonWilliamsComedy.com. Where's my Instagram? PrestonWilliamsComedy.com. Where's my YouTube? I don't fucking know.
PrestonWilliamsComedy.com. Every time we emphasize on his promotion, he just gets louder and louder and louder. And I just, New Orleans, are people really not caring for promotions? Like, what's going on?
South Dakota.
South Dakota. So, yeah. South Dakota. Not New York. Edit that part out. But that was the most hilarious. And he was really hilarious, dude. He was hilarious.
So funny, though, man. So funny. That whole episode, man, he was so funny with how he got the collarbone.
Falling and breaking my collarbone. And for those that are interested how I did it, I was helping my mom out fixing a wall, and I fell off the wall. I'd done Humpty Dumpty myself.
Wow. This is an important question, though. How was the wall doing, and how was your mom doing?
They're both fine. There was no structural damage doing to me hitting the fucking cement.
Got a question. He was fixing the bloody wall.
The cement is fine, and Shady. The cement is fine.
Thanks for asking.
I'm concerned about
thanks for being concerned about the wall.
And the mom. I got to check up on the mom, too, you know? You make a bone and then make a comedy about that's a great thing, man. I think you got to break some part of your body to make a comedy routine.
Absolutely. It's material, dude.
Yeah. It's material. You break a material for a material.
Yeah, I just was not expecting him. But I've never heard anyone do like a promotion like that. That was like so funny, though.
All right.
What's your number four?
Moving on to number four. Okay, so I'm not gonna take the name, so I don't know the exact number, so you guys are gonna put the number on the screen. Yeah, we'll put it on randomly. The top four is this Amy, we just recently dropped. We just dropped an episode with Amy, so where she was talking about jungle love.
It's jungle empathy, not jungle love.
Jungle empathy. So sorry. Jungle empathy. Jungle empathy was one thing. And the second thing is how Asian moms are strict about saving water.
It's a 6-step process. Step one, turn on the shower. Step two, forgot that I was showering. Step three, I think of a new joke. Step four, I climb out of the bathtub, I pick up my phone, I started writing jokes. Step five, my mom needed to use the toilet. Of course she didn't knock, she's Chinese. So she came in and she saw me naked, standing naked outside the bathtub with my phone in my hand and a big stupid smile on my face. And step six, my mom asked me, Are you new chatting with someone?
I love
and
it.
And I was like, I wish.
Hey, yeah. I was like, okay, I can relate to the part where you're writing material in the bathroom, but but she's really funny, she's hilarious, and I think a lot of it, that episode made me feel really close because we both same the same problem of, you know, ADHD, yeah, and, you know, stuff like that. So I got ADHD, and it's nice to have, you know, hear someone who has ADHD and make fun out of it, because mm-hmm. not everywhere you will hear people make fun of diseases or mental health or something which you're going through, and not everywhere you'll find people laughing at it, you know, in a healthy way. You know,
by so the way, my dog is snoring so loudly, so it's gonna come in the podcast. It's gonna come in the podcast. He's so bored. He's so bored.
You know, I've said this before, I'll say it again for the podcast. His dog does not care. It's
he doesn't care.
He's a definition of lazy, he's a definition of zero fucks given. You know, he's just the definition of a bitch.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a great episode, dude, man.
It was a great episode. Yeah.
Yeah, because you guys related on a lot of different things, man. You guys both had therapy and ADHD. Really, really, really funny. And the fact, like, when she was talking, like, her mom called her in the shower. I was dying, though. Oh my god.
She thought she was new. See, that's the reason I moved out of my house. I don't want anybody calling me the shop. What about you, Kevin? What's your
number four?
Yeah, top four. Yes.
All right, number four. I'm gonna go with when you were talking about peeing in a bottle. That you go on walks and you peed on a bottle. So that was in my the special episode with my dad, Father's Day, though, when you were talking about that.
I want to make this very clear for everybody who's listening. Peeing in the bottle is so satisfactory. It is great. It is great. It feels great. No. It feels really, really great. Make sure that you throw the bottle the second. I would suggest, you know, throw it in a plant, maybe. I don't know. So, you know, it'll help the mother nature. But peeing in a bottle, it's more like, you know, like it's more like you open a champagne bottle and you pour it directly into the glass and you like that sound, right?
I cannot release this because otherwise people will never drink champagne again. Like this is so bad. So bad.
Yeah,
no one. So bad.
No, like you take a. You're not getting it, Kevin. It's like when you take a champagne glass, you have the ball, the champagne, you have the glass, and you have the ball. What do? You pour it like this, right? You pour it like this. That's how you pour it. Correct.
We're not keeping bottles of piss that we're like.
In case that you pour it from the top. What happens? It drizzles like that. It just, so imagine you are doing the same thing. It's let's say you have, you know, you're peeing in a bottle and the ball is here. The ball is here and the pee is here. Yeah. So, and you just, it's holding it vertically like this, right? Mm-hmm. And it goes at the same sound, you know, it feels hot.
But
so
what do you do with the bottle afterwards?
I discard it. I throw it in the soil. I throw it anywhere, just somewhere where people can.
Takes it back to the liquor store.
I don't do it. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
He's like this.
Oh God!
I never met anyone who does that though, and you just like said it so naturally. Like this is the thing that people just do. You go for walks and you bring a bottle and you just like pee.
Not always. You know, it's not always. You guys need to check that episode out. I said it two times, not always, sometimes.
No. You don't pee in a bush either when you go camping. What the fuck? Bring a bottle with you when you pee
big
in a
deal.
Bottle.
I got a bottle for drinking, a bottle of piss. What big deal?
Yeah, but what if you mix them up, though? Is it labeled? It's like, this is my pee
bottle. His dad was so surprised, and he literally told me to take a walk and piss on a plant. Like, he literally told me after this podcast, and Shady, I wanted to go and pee in the nature. Like, let it. I was like, oh my god, I did that, by the way.
Yeah. How'd you feel? Did you feel good about it?
It was good. It was kind of cool, but it
was still it satisfying.
It was satisfying, but you know, but if you pee in a ball, you can actually hear the sound of your piss because it's in order. You know, it's. You want to hear? It's okay, you know why you have I'm not okay. That was my favorite episode. That's I'm gonna leave it to that. Nobody yeah. understands this, nobody understands this pain. All right, okay.
It was such a good episode, yeah.
All right. It was great.
Go ahead. Number three for you.
Number three. Let me think. Okay, number three is gonna be it's gonna be with Encore. Mm-hmm. This one, you guys just have a look. Encore, you mentioned that you are a Dalit and you've been, you know, pansexual, so can we know a little bit about Dalit, what it is, a brief idea, because I'm a Hindu and and I know about Dalits, but I just have like the a rough idea, so wait for you to just break it down a little bit for the audience, a little bit. And yeah,
please. Yeah, because I this is from my research. My research of Dalits, I only know like a little bit, right? I know it's like a there's like a class system though, so like, so in Shady, system, where yes. do you where do you fall in the class system though?
You're upper class.
Oh, you're upper class. Okay, you're rich.
Yeah, doing it like this.
You're rich, and then okay, got it.
It's right here. It's right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only reason I like this episode is because we spoke about multiple things about what's a Dalit, and it's something which is so sensitive in India. And it is very sensitive. Like Dalit, the word Dalit is very sensitive. So check that. I'm not gonna give a lot away. Just go check that episode. That was a great episode. And the best part of the episode is that she just told me that I was an upper class for no reason at all. That was some extreme allegations thrown towards my face. I don't deserve. Uncle, if you're watching this, fuck you. Okay, I'm not. Okay, and I didn't say it in the podcast, but I will save it. Say it over here. She's senior in comedy, but she lives a very hidden upper class life. All right, she's posh. She gets gigs. She gets shit. Right, she lives in a posh way, but claims to be a Dalit, which is not a bad thing. But you don't live the best of both worlds.
Yeah. That was such a good episode. She just like roasted you and just like didn't.
Yeah.
That's the thing too. When we bring like people on the podcast, like they have a close relationship with, she's just like, she didn't care. She was just like roasting you the whole time.
She's just roasting. Yeah. Funny moment is when I met her for the first time. I think I told you this. When I met her the first time in the comedy club, yeah. And as we were talking, a girl actually thought that we were brothers and sisters because of the fucking hairstyle and the glasses we wear. We have the same hairstyle. If you look at
Uncle's
picture,
yeah.
Okay, this is my hairstyle,
yeah.
Right? This is my hairstyle.
Yeah,
put a picture of Uncle's picture over here if you can.
So
if you look at it, we both have the same fucking hairstyle, and the glasses are almost similar. So yeah. The lady was like, "Are you guys brothers and sisters?" I'm like, "Ew, no." and to put the cherry on the topic, she was already short, so it looked like okay. That there comes a
that's yeah. So funny though. Yeah, so, and I didn't realize how short she was until like you showed like clips from like Instagram.
Oh yeah,
had trouble getting out of a.
She's stuck. She's literally stuck. She can't get up. Look how tiny she is. She's putting through the entire chair. She can't get. Look at the struggle. The chair is spinning. Push forward. No, what are you doing? Push forward.
I am.
She can't. Guys, she can't even put her legs down because it's not touching the ground also. She can't. Hey, I have to push this down. Lift your leg. Yeah. Yeah. Now she has a good up, yeah.
You knew I was getting beat down. You. Hey, come on. ये शो रखा ही इसलिए कि इसकी मारेंगे सब लोग नहीं है
We started collaborating and started working on our show as well. So, and I had to sit, when I sat, here's a fun fact though, after the show we did with Uncle and I performed live, when I sat down on the stool with the comedy club, right, the stool, mm-hmm. comedy stool, mm-hmm. when I sat on the stool, I was actually her same height. I was like, I'll sit down, so that makes me think that she... But it was a great episode. I'll be very honest.
That was a great episode.
What's your top three? Yeah, top three.
So my number three was when we had Serena. I think it was episode 19. We had 19. Serena's son, when we talked about massages. And you put your foot on the screen.
Which was clean.
It was not clean, dude. That was such a dirty foot, dude.
It was clean. So
I mean, you know, I feel like guys' feet are gross though.
The mine is not
to say this. Most men's feet.
All feet are gross. There's some women's feet that are really gross too. All feet are gross.
Okay, oh my god,
It's not that gross. Look, my feet is not gross. It's clean.
No, but show the other side though. You're showing the front side. Yeah. Show the
heel of it. You want to see the
front? You want to see the other side? Right? Let's see. There's so much dirt on it, bro.
There's nothing here.
No, dude, there's so much dirt.
Nothing here.
Put it down. No.
I can smell it from here.
Shut up, man. My feet are clean. All right.
We can smell it all the way from the content.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So gross.
Okay. And dude, by the way, I didn't talk, and to be very honest, Kevin, I did not bring up the massages. It was you and her. She's the one who
I forgot how the massages came up, but we did not put our foot to take our sock off and put our foot on the screen. That was you.
I wanted to prove to the audience I got a clean foot.
You have a dirty foot, dude. You have such a dirty foot.
Look at my foot right now. Wait, let me show you.
But
my
not foot. Not only that, like in the podcast too. That was actually a 3-hour recording, and we cut like half of it because she had terrible
shitty internet.
Terrible internet. It was like she had internet from like the 90s.
Kevin makes a clip from his phone in the editing video.
I had to.
Hey guys, we got technical difficulties. So please don't mind. It takes a lot of time.
I had to do it, dude.
He gives a disclaimer. And when she cuts off every time, I curse. I'm like, fuck this.
Hey everyone, quick pause on the podcast here. The next 15 minutes... is going to be kind of laggy because Serena was having some internet connectivity issues, but I left it in the podcast because it is actually a really good conversation about meeting new people, about pickup lines, and I think it was really funny and really good. But just know, like, be patient. There is going to be some little bit lags and voices will come in and out. So, yes, so just be patient with that. Also, I am wearing my... This is my happy place Death Star t-shirt. That is a inside joke you're going to be hearing later on in the podcast. So, hope you guys are enjoying the podcast.
Kevin was like, hey, just give me a minute. Just wait for it to kill. Don't log off.
The best part was like, he's like, Kevin, is she single right at the very beginning? And then by the end of the podcast, because she kept cutting out, she's like, I'm not attracted anymore.
Let the record show I was not flirting.
You were flirting, dude.
I was not flirting. I was being communicative. I was being communicative. It's not flirting.
You were absolutely flirting. And then when you
I told her you hate poets, and you're like, no, don't say that. I don't hate poets, though. Like, I don't hate poets. I just find them highly exhausting.
You should have, if you didn't check the episode out, you could have seen the expression on her face for a second. Like,
so funny. She's like, who the fuck hates poets?
Who the fuck hates poets?
Who the fuck hates poets?
And Kevin didn't let that go. Then Shady.
Oh, but also you showed your poetry. I didn't know you were a poet until that episode, though. And you were like,
oh no, that was no.
That was such horrible. A good... No, it was great. You're like,
no, it was just a bunch of words. I don't see myself as a poet.
I don't know. In that episode, you guys can go see him spitting out poetry. So. You did it. Yeah, you wrote it. I didn't say it. You said it. So.
Yeah. And I've written scripts. Like, yeah, I'm just a writer through and through too. I'm just very, I call myself a serial creative and a serial entrepreneur. That's pretty much like, you know, me in a nutshell.
You're a poet.
Why did you have that reaction? And JD?
Oh, he hates poets. That's why. He hates poets.
No. You hate poets? Why
do
you hate poets? No. That's so much exaggeration. No.
You hate poets.
Who the fuck hates poets?
I know.
Like, that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Like,
Kevin, that was uncalled for.
What can poets do to you? You know, like, what can a poet do to you to make you hate them so much?
I don't.
Okay, there was one time where there was a girl who broke up with him, and she wrote him a poem in the breakup. Though, ever since then, he never.
Listen, I don't hate poets. All right, I don't hate poets. I find them highly exhausting. Oh, what about you? Okay, my turn.
Yeah, right? What's your number two?
Number two, I gotta see the list again. Okay, number two was with Turtle
Enigmatic.
I mean, that was, you guys, you can play the episode yet. Getting your underwear stuck at the you know, between your butt cheeks or your pants. I don't know if anybody can relate to this. The pulling it out is a great satisfaction. I'm just going to throw it out there. It is a great satisfaction.
Oh, picking a wedgie?
Yeah, picking a wedgie
is one of the best things on life.
I know! Holy shit! Thank you! Fuck!
And we tell people not to pick wedgies because we don't want people to do it, like, purposefully, where they get stuff stuck at an early age up their buttholes, and then that just becomes this sensation. You know, they're just trying to normalize. And I think it comes from a heteronormativity. It comes from all that bullshit. But yeah, wedgies are great. Like, the satisfaction of when you're uncomfortable and you move the strap or the pants or the shorts is, there's nothing like it, you know? Let's be truthful here.
The part where I like about Turtle is because that actually was the first video where we got more views.
Oh yeah, that dude. That's still our most popular video, actually. So
that was the most popular scene video throughout India and also LA, you know, as per the analytics. So which was great. We spoke about a lot of great topics. He's a funny guy. He's a lawyer as well. I did not know he was a fucking lawyer. So I didn't know. And my favorite part is where we were talking about ultimate satisfaction, and I think I said the ultimate satisfaction is a wedgie. It's the perfect amount of cloth between your butt cheeks, you know, just is a pull. So, and then he was like, oh, absolutely. Oh yeah. Wedgies is great. And I was like, that's like, oh yes.
There's nothing like it. Nothing like the feeling of a wedgie.
It is the best feeling in the world. Okay. Nobody knows this, but it is better than scratching your balls.
Have you ever gotten a wedgie?
I mean, what?
Has someone ever given you a wedgie?
No, I was talking about a wedgie is basically you pulling your underwear over your head, right?
Right.
That's not a wedgie. I'm talking about the underwear getting stuck between your butt cheek.
Okay, so that's different. That's like a I don't know what that is. I don't know if there's a term.
That's a wedgie. That's all. That's called a wedgie here in India. That's what people say.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It's like
have
when
you
you're walking.
Done that, then?
That's what I meant. So that's what I said. The perfect amount of cloth between your butt cheeks when you pull the underwear. Okay. So why do you like, do
that? I've never done.
You get that when you're walking. You notice that when you're walking down the road, your underwear gets.
You need to get new underwear, man. Like, you need to get new underwear. So.
Wow, great underwear.
Just getting stuck in your butt cheeks is not good, then, too.
I mean, it happens if you're walking and you're running around. It's sweaty out there, so your body's moving. So the cloth will be between the bumps. So then you pull it. So. I get that. Okay, it's the best feeling in the world. Okay. So he got it.
Okay. No, but he was talking about the underwear going over the head, like you see in like the.
I didn't know that was not what I thought.
Yeah. You were talking about the underwear going inside in between the butt cheeks.
Yeah.
I don't know you like that, but
that's because the comment section. Because in the comment section, Kevin, in that episode. There's a woman commented, "Oh my God, you guys need to check out thongs. It's even more uncomfortable." There was a comment that said, "So
that woman was, right?"
Yeah. Oh, I don't know who she was.
Serena.
I didn't see the user. I just saw the comment. But it's true. She got what I'm saying. You know, what I'm saying. She was like, "You got it gets stuck too." She said that, and I was like, "Yeah." She got it. Mm-hmm. So yeah. What about you? What's
your number two? Okay.
Number two. Yes.
Number two was episode 22 with Frederick Colby. you were back with my ex
again. Not my name. This guy did the name.
So it was Enshady's ex. He's back with his ex partner, Frederick. But my favorite part of that episode was the pinky. I didn't realize that, like,
oh yeah, you know, the pinky. The pinky. Oh,
that pinky. Meant that you had an STD back in the day.
What's the deal with the pinky extension? What's the deal with this?
No, guys.
What's the deal with that? Come on. Why? Why do you get the pinky extension? Explain that.
We don't do that. We do not extend our pinky. Do you know where this comes from? Let me explain where this comes from.
Yeah.
Actually comes from not Britain, but from France. Pre-revolution. What would happen is the French aristocrats, they would have these masked balls where they would basically meet and drink and party and shag. And if you put your pinky out while you were drinking your tea, that meant you were carrying an STD. So,
like, why do people in England do the pinky with the tea?
Pinky thing. Everybody in the world, when you see a British guy, when you see someone who is British, they always say pinky extended. Hello, governor. You know, just that with the T and all that. But they always, they always mimic like this. That's what they do. Yeah. And we just had to ask. I asked.
With the pinky? Yeah.
What's with the thing with the pinky? I'm like, why? Then. And it is true. You guys can look it up.
It's true. You can look it. I had no idea. And that's so crazy, though. More people need to know about that. Honestly, more people need to know.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna ruin a lot of tea enthusiasts. Exactly. Yeah. They're gonna get mad.
I just thought that was so funny. And then Frederick was so funny on the podcast. Could you also try to like kept wanting him to talk about women and he's like, no, I don't want to talk such an asshole.
I don't know why people get uncomfortable when I ask them questions on
such an asshole, dude.
What do you mean? I'm an
like them. You kept pestering him on the whole time.
I asked him questions about women and, you know, why is he dating and all that, which is in my opinion, I think it's fine because you are asking another dude. So it's like I asked him a dude talk, you know what I'm saying? Like dude talk. He got so uncomfortable And I, the fun fact is, people are gonna hate me. I already knew that he's gonna feel uncomfortable.
Yes, of course. But I think it's just so funny because, like, in his stand-up set, he always talks about women. He has a lot of bits on women.
What about you? What's your top?
What's your number one? I just said Frederick.
Oh, my number one. Okay,
number
wait,
one.
My number. My number one is the MMA fighter who became a disciplinarian.
What's his name?
His name is Eric Yes, I remember that because the same name as your dad's name. It's hard to forget, right? It's easy to remember. So the best moment in that podcast was, number one, is very motivational. Just to be very honest with you, it's very motivational. It's like I learned a lot. I learned a lot when it comes to personal growth, mental health, focus, you know, self-discipline, all of that.
It's the presence of mind to be aware of the value of feedback. Like, feedback is so valuable. Knowing what doesn't work is just as valuable as knowing what works. Mm-hmm. It really is. Knowing how to do something is so much, it's just as valuable as knowing how not to do it. You have to have both.
Right.
You have to have both.
Right.
Right. But I think the idea of like instant gratification and how people put their whole identity into a thing, can really determine whether they're able to look at a rough day at the office enthusiastically, true, or if they make it the end of the world.
Wow. I mean, holding on.
Now imagine you stack a bunch of days together,
right,
where you're looking at your mistakes enthusiastically, mm-hmm, right? How much more momentum are you going to carry than if you're just getting bummed out and soul crushed every time that happens?
Yeah, I get that. And the thing which really messed me off is where you spoke about the bat wing.
Explain to the audience who've not seen that episode what the bat wing is.
Yeah, you play the clip. Just play the clip.
Okay, yes, but I want you to also explain it, please.
I can't remember. Can you help me out? What does it mean to do with it?
So in the bouncers, though, right? They would they would have what's it called? They would make each other like go through a initiation, right? The young bouncers, they would have him pull out their balls.
Pull out the balls, yes.
For the women, though, like a bat wing.
And with a bat wing,
just it out like a bat wing.
Dude, our hazing routines were the best. So we literally would haze all the young bouncers that like, you know, joint like the rookie. If you were a rookie, you were going to get hazed so hard. We had this kid Aaron, still a good friend of mine to this day, and we would make him do this thing called the bat wing, where he had to get him wasted, and then he'd pull his balls out and stretch them so that it looked like a bat wing, and then he had to walk around and show all the girls in the club.
I was like holy
initiation, yeah. I don't think any college fraternities even do that. That's so bad.
First of all, it is not that stretchable. What the fuck?
Have you tried? Did you try after the podcast?
I'm not trying. No bullshit.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
Don't you do it.
I tried it.
You tried it. Okay. I'm not trying. I'm just scared. I'm a pussy. I don't
want to. Scared.
I'm just scared.
You're scared the skin is going to pull off.
that shot we put out was pretty best because we got two random comments pop in. And Connor, put the comments over here. I'm not going to tell.
Put the comments
both of these comments right here. Flash them right here.
Okay. Yep, they're right there. So.
That was a great episode. That was a great episode. Like I learned a lot. That's the journey so far.
And what about you? The funny thing is, like, that was one of So I think that was the only episode, unless you can correct me, where we both didn't know who the person was, though. Like we never met them before. We both never met Eric before. Yeah. I think every other episode, at least one of us knew the other person.
We used to talk to them or probably know the person we are bringing in. But that happened to be the best episode. I mean, the best episode.
Yeah.
And we did not know. I did not know who he was.
I didn't know who he was either, though. And I just know that he was in one of like the Facebook like podcast groups, whatever.
His name
was like looking. Hey, he wants to go on podcast, whatever. He seemed like a cool guy. I'm like, yeah, let's, you know, very chill guy,
very lovable, and very hardworking guy. So it was so nice to meet somebody you don't know.
Yeah. And it just made the questions like that much more like interesting because it's like, you know, you just don't know. So
All right. So we had, that becomes
my number one.
Oh, you're number one.
Give me a drum roll.
Oh, wait.
I can't hear it.
Damn it.
Sorry. My number one was Karan Chauhan, episode 14.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Wolverine wizard. Because he called
Wolverine
himself
wizard. Yes.
They say he looked like Wolverine and Hugh Jackman. So, that was such a funny episode. And he's so good. Like, he was so quick. And he's so talented as a
he's a magician.
He's an illusionist. He's an illusionist.
Illusionist. Same thing. Same thing.
That's why.
Same thing.
As illusionist. So.
Same thing. Same thing.
Not the same thing. Not the same thing. So, same thing. yeah, he's an illusionist, and right. I still, man, that second trick, we're gonna put it on the screen so you guys can see the video.
Let's do a magic trick. All right, we'll do this with Kevin alone. Okay, Kevin, because you and I are talking for the first time.
Okay.
Yeah, because N Shady I've met in one of the shows before. So what I want you to do, Kevin, is, and firstly, this is important. This is even more important. There's a little envelope. And inside the envelope, I have a little piece of paper, green piece of paper. Okay. I am going to come back to this later. For now, I'm going to leave it on my specs so it stays in the frame.
Okay.
It's okay. I can still see very clearly.
Okay.
Now, Kevin, we did not set anything up before we started recording, right? I never told you you don't know what is going to happen, basically. Yeah. Okay. I want you to think of a childhood friend. Don't tell me the name. Just think of the first name of your childhood friend. Somebody you haven't spoken to in a long time. Somebody you are trying to get in touch with, but you kind of procrastinated every single time, or he does, or somehow, due to unrelated events, you cannot talk or meet. Do you have somebody like that?
Yes. Okay.
You do? All right. Think of this friend's first name. Just the first name. Do not tell me. Do not tell anyone. I've got my pad here and I've got my pen here. I'm going to try and do this over video. So if I get this name, Kevin, freak out. Okay?
Yeah.
If I don't get this name, then remember, magic will never be real. Harry Potter was fiction. Okay, just remember that. So I'm done. I've written down a name. I'm going to put the pen down. Okay. I cannot change what I've written. Okay. Kevin, for the first time, out loud for everybody, what is the friend's name that you're thinking of?
James.
James.
Yeah.
And the name I wrote down on the pad, Kevin, is James in Chinese. Look at that. James in Chinese. The magic show, guys. It's a magic show. Magic show.
Magic show. Okay. Oh my God.
I have to be honest. I have to ask you this, Kevin. Be honest. Were you expecting the name in English? Like,
I was
proper
expecting in English. I was expecting you to, like, you know, blow my mind, you know, but.
Oh, okay. I did write it in English. I wrote it inside that green piece of paper that's been here the whole time. Okay. Let me just. Nothing else?
Okay.
You said the friend's name was James, yeah? I think this will make sense then.
Get the fuck out of here! Get the fuck out! Get out! Fuck! Okay, for everybody...
Oh my God, I can't...
So Kevin, please call up James anytime and just tell him that you want to meet him up. And
I cannot even believe... Like, I almost.
This is not scripted, guys. This is not scripted. This is not... This is 100% real happening.
Yeah, 100% real. If you're on the audio version, you need.
Yeah, nobody pre-called. He didn't call anybody. Like, no, make James. Not. No, none of that. This is real. It's completely real. Okay, and fuck. Okay.
Shit. Wow. Oh yeah. Like, thanks, if you're man. On the audio version, you need to go onto the.
For the people listening, because we're all streaming on all the listening platforms. We're on Spotify, Apple. We're on Google, we are streaming on multiple. So everybody listening, just keep in mind, we logged in and he logged in and then we just started performing. There's no conversation happening before that.
And this is the first time I'm meeting Karan, though. And he does not even know my friend James at all. Like, that's insane to me, though.
I still can't get that out of my mind, man. I have no idea how he did it. He had a little piece of paper on his eyeball the whole time. I looked at that clip, like, at least 5 times. Like, that paper did not move. And, like, I even, like, looked at his hands. He didn't, like, have, like, another piece of paper, like, writing it down. I have no idea how he knew like my friend James, he just pulls it out and he's like, that was so crazy though.
Yeah. The reason why I can say I'm not surprised is because I got the privilege to see him perform live a couple of times. Yeah. And he was so kind. Like, I reached out to him. I said, hey, dude, after a comedy club, it was like, hey, dude, I have a podcast. Would you like to just be a part of it? He said yes. He just said yes. He didn't say, I didn't let you know, nothing. He just said yes. And he's very talented, that episode. And we also spoke about fries, right? Which fries?
Fries, yeah, we talked about fries. Yeah, McDonald's fries. And, the story he said, when he was setting it up, talking about like Spider-Man, he was like making us feel bad about him though. Like, I forgot what question you asked him. He's like, did you like, oh, like, have you ever used magic on the dark side?
Right. Right. Like, right. For your own. For
like
your
this
own
one benefit. Time, yeah. My uncle, he passed away. Before he died, he said, great power comes great responsibility. I'm like, what do you do?
And have you ever used your magic for a dark side? Like, to get away
side.
For the dark side. Like, have you used it in your favor? In like, you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you very honestly. I mean, I know we are talking about comedy. This is about a funny podcast, but this is a little sensitive and an emotional story. This whole idea of using magic for my own benefit and stuff. The skills that I have. I used to have an uncle and he was like, I was very close to this uncle of mine, and he dropped me off one day to school and he was supposed to pick me up, and then he couldn't because a burglar shot him. And while he was dying, he told me, with great powers comes great responsibilities. So I did. So serious. Both of you were like, what is he talking about? Why the hell was uncle shot?
I hate this guy, man. Fuck you.
Dude, every time he's trying to be serious, man.
For a second, I was really fucking like, oh, God, man. Yeah. Even magicians have it.
On a serious note, I haven't used my skills for the dark side.
You haven't?
Because, it's not right, no, because it's unethical to do that.
Yes.
You don't, like, do the credit card swipe, like, you know, give a credit card and be like, oh, shit, not my credit card, you know, like, get away.
The credit card reminds me, so NSHAD or ATM pin number is... No, I'm kidding. I have no idea.
A great episode. We gotta bring all of these people back in the future episodes.
We're gonna bring people back in pairs, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's something new we're gonna try. Like, you know, we're gonna get so far the last year we were focusing on getting one guest at a time.
Yeah.
And this year we're gonna start with getting two people at a time with a theme and a topic, obviously, mm-hmm. but focusing two people at a time. So that's something which you're gonna try. So so we want you guys to please give us the
also I want to say this before you start. Everyone else we didn't mention though, guys, amazing guests we've had on. We've had Sid, Sid on. We had Rob Santos.
Yes.
We've had Mega.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember all the list here now. Jazzy. Yeah. We've had Jazzy.
We had Lakshmi.
We had Jack Schutz.
Yes.
Polite Kitty.
We had Polite Kitty. Oh, I was about to say Polite Kitty.
We had Henry.
We had Henry.
He's got his own solo, but he was on the first episode.
The first episode. But yeah.
We had Sarud.
And Sarud. Yes. Castle Cop.
Yeah. We had my cousin David Galarza.
Your cousin. Yeah. Yeah, like so many people. Like, I mean,
yeah, man. Christine Knowlton. Christine was funny.
Christine. Yeah.
Amira was funny.
Amira, absolutely.
Safe was on our podcast too.
Oh yeah, Safe as well.
Safe Mwad,
yes. And all these people you're talking about actually from Gin and Tonic.
All of them. Yeah. So guys, go check out Gin and Tonic. I still have a few more to list off though. Nacho Rose.
Yeah, Nacho Rose. Yeah,
Esteban.
Esteban. Yes. Yes.
Suraj.
Yes. Suraj. We just had Suraj as well. Yes.
And Liz.
Liz.
Yes.
So that's yeah.
Oh, my mom and my mom and my mom. And my mom. You know, you would have killed me if I forgot. You're gonna.
I'd kill you.
She would have killed me if I forgot about her.
Wasn't to remember.
That was a great episode too, because then Shady wasn't there. So
I wasn't there. It was Mother's Day, and you know, I was busy with my mom, getting her, you know, just spending time with her. And I told them that, hey, why don't you just shoot an episode with your mom on Mother's Day? So it was just a random idea. I said, try it. And that went really good. We got a lot of subscribers only because of that episode.
I know. We had to get her on a podcast with you on the same one. I'm sure she has a lot to say to you.
All moms have got something to say today to me.
They do. All moms have something to say to you.
All moms. I'm just trying to run away from one. That's it. All right. So.
Oh yeah, that's funny. Yes, guys. Thank you so much for being our fans this 2022. We're hoping to keep growing in 2023. We got a lot of great plans and.
And thank you so much for, you know, just thank you so much for supporting us. And we didn't know that we're going to be make it this far. Like we didn't know that we'll be shooting so many episodes, and you know, we didn't know that all this will happen when we started the podcast, to be very honest. I did not know that. So I just had a thrill of just making it. So thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for commenting. And yeah, so just keep supporting us. Then this year and the years up front, things are going to be very different. And
man, and also just like I always say, like, share with one friend who's not heard us yet. Just like, I mean, little by little we're growing, and you know,
unless he's deaf, then don't share it with him. So
see, this is the thing, man. Why do you always piss people off? Why do you always have to go one step further, man? Every single time.
Connor, edit this out.
Something nice, you have to counteract with some bullshit.
Connor, edit this out.
No,
edit
I'm not
this.
Editing the part out. No,
edit
no.
This part out.
No.
Connor, edit this part out. Yeah, share it. I agree with Kevin. Yeah, share it with your friend. Share it with one friend who listens and one friend who watches YouTube. So share it with
YouTube,
you know,
Spotify, all that. That man,
everywhere.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah. So, everything, and that's the thing too. Is like also, you know, we appreciate everybody who listens on all our platforms, right?
We really do.
Whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on Spotify, whether it's on some
Apple Box
radio thing that doesn't work anymore.
The 10 places you need to know where we are already playing.
Yes. Oh yeah, we'll put it on the screen. They're everywhere.
Yeah, just put boom. Yes. We're gonna show you where all we are at right now. Yeah. So, and we're up the editing game as well. So we're very excited to see what new changes we are gonna bring this year in the editing. Mm-hmm. So with new ideas.
Thank you, Connor. Really, really appreciate
thank you so
that.
Much.
That's been really helpful for us because, like, you know, that's it's less work for me because, man, the editing takes so long. So
I know that because I follow up with Kevin a lot. I was like, did you do this? Did you get this thing done? Did you edit this video? Did you do it? I'm like, I always think.
And everybody always asks, like, you know, what doesn't Shady do? What doesn't Shady do? And Shady is so good, guys, at marketing and getting people. He likes going up to random people he doesn't know, telling jokes, and then getting us to subscribe. And yeah, that's work, man. So
that's how I do it. I don't take anybody's phone. So
No, you do.
No, I tell them the joke. They like my jokes. And then after that, I tell them, hey, I have a podcast. Would you like to see this? Like, absolutely. And then and only then I take their phone.
Okay. That's not how you described it before. Before you said you would like,
no, I didn't say,
you would say, oh, you know, let me put my Instagram in so you can follow. And then, as you're still on the phone for like a few more seconds, then you'll click on the YouTube and then click on subscribe and then get them back the phone. And they don't even know if they're subscribed. That's what you told me before. I don't know if that's true or not.
What are you doing?
That's what you said. That's what you told me.
What are you doing?
You said it.
I'm no comments. I'm not saying anything. Right.
No comments.
But yeah.
Like some random person, like, who? Why did this thing come out my subscription though? What?
I don't turn on the notifications, so it's fine.
Okay.
I don't do the notifications. I used to just hit the subscribe and leave. So I never do the notifications. Yeah. So
also, yeah, everyone, comment your favorite moment. On your favorite episode,
please,
guys. I mean, you're the fans. I mean, you've been listening, so you know.
Yeah. Just comment whatever you want. I mean, I'm just pointing to the comment section, not anything else. So yes. Just comment what's your favorite episode and what's your favorite moment from the episode. And
I'll also say one more thing too. We want to up our audience engagement. We haven't really done that a lot, so we want to think about how we can interact with you guys. We have an email, hangovercomedypodcast@gmail.com. So email us any ideas you have, comment on any of our social medias, and any way you want to interact with us, because we want to try to interact with our audience in some sort of capacity. I don't know how we're going to do it yet, but
yeah, I mean, we this year we are pushing it in terms of we can do whatever it takes to get the hangover to the next level. We already started with the editing, so we already
start
know
the what editing.
Yes. Yep. So any feedback, anything which you wanted to work on, any concept you wanted to discuss, or anything you want to change, we are totally open to just mail us. We'll definitely look into that.
Yeah, totally.
So cool. Once again, thank you so much for supporting us, guys.
Yes. All right. That's our podcast, man. So, all right. See ya.
Bye. Next video. Peace.